Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Yoga for Better Sleep by Mark Stevens. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about sleep, or was it more of a gentle reminder?
Oh, it was definitely a wake-up call, pun intended. I mean, we all know sleep is important, but this book really digs into why we can't sleep, and it's not just about what you do at night. It's about your whole day, and honestly, your whole attitude.
Right. And the big idea that stuck with me is that we're constantly in this fight or flight mode. The book calls it the sympathetic nervous system, and modern life just keeps it switched on. Notifications, deadlines, all that noise, so by bedtime, your body is still primed for action, not surrender.
Exactly.
And the fix isn't to force sleep, which we all know never works. Instead, you use yoga to trigger the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and digest mode. It tells your body, hey, you're safe, you can let go.
And that's where the practices come in. But what I loved is that Steven says consistency beats intensity. A gentle 10-minute routine every night is way better than an hour-long session once a week. That's such a relief.
Totally. And he's big on this concept of the relaxation response. You can't chase sleep, right? It's like trying to catch a butterfly. But if you create deep relaxation, sleep often just shows up on its own.
So how do you actually create that? I mean, there are poses, right?
Oh yeah, he's got a whole sequence, but he emphasizes forward bends and supported poses. Think child's pose, legs up the wall, that kind of thing. And he's big on using pillows and blankets so you're not straining, just relaxing.
And the breathing. That was a game changer for me. The book explains that shallow, rapid chest breathing signals danger, but slow, deep belly breathing signals calm. There are specific techniques for different problems.
Right, like for falling asleep, he recommends extended exhales, making the out-breath longer than the in-breath. That naturally slows your heart rate. And if you wake up in the middle of the night with racing thoughts, there's alternate nostril breathing.
I tried that alternate nostril breathing, and I felt a little silly, but it actually works. It's like it balances something in your brain.
It's all about giving your mind something to do so it stops spinning. And he's got these guided meditations for bed, like scanning your body from head to toe, or repeating a calming word with each exhale. The key is not to fight thoughts, just let them pass.
And he doesn't stop at the mat. He talks about your bedroom as a sanctuary. No work stuff, no screens, and having a consistent wind-down routine. Your brain learns to associate that routine with sleep.
Yes, and here's the part one really loved. He brings in yoga philosophy, like santosha, which is contentment. So much of our sleep trouble comes from wishing we were asleep, or wishing we'd slept better last night. That constant wishing keeps you tense.
So instead, you accept that you're awake. And that acceptance paradoxically makes sleep more likely. He also talks about ahimsa, nonviolence, and being kind to yourself about your sleep struggles. Beating yourself up only makes it worse.
Exactly. And he addresses specific issues like pain or anxiety with tailored practices. But the big takeaway for me is that sleep isn't something you do, it's something that happens when you get out of your own way.
That's the real message. Stop fighting, start surrendering. It's not weakness, it's wisdom. And honestly, after reading this, I feel like I have permission to slow down and actually rest.
Yeah, and if you want to explore this more, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So, sleep is not a battle to win, it's a state to allow. We'll see you in the next one.